Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're going to go Behind Enemy Lines presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We bring in Michael Eisen, the senior writer for Giants.com, who's going to help us preview this Monday night showdown between the first-place New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike, let's look at quarterback Eli Manning. A fantastic season to this point. 10 touchdowns against only 2 interceptions. He's only been sacked 4 times all season. A quarterback rating of over 100. But it seems like he's doing more this year with less. Odell Beckham's been injured. Reuben Randall's been banged up. No Victor Cruz all season. So what's been the secret to Eli Manning's success?
Well, first of all, I think Eli would probably dispute he's been doing more with less, because really, Victor's the only one who's missed time. Victor Cruz hasn't played all season, but Beckham and Randall have played every game. They were hurt the other night. As far as the secret to Eli's success, I don't think it's a secret. He's just more comfortable in the offense this year. It's his second year in Ben McAdoo's system. He has a greater understanding of what Ben McAdoo expects of him. He sees things faster on the field. Eli has worked hard this year to really strengthen his arm. He does a lot of arm exercises prior to practice, so his arm feels good. So I just think it's a natural, even though he's in his 12th year, Eli is still growing as a player and in the offense.
Michael, how is he doing it without a strong running game? Obviously, they made a lot of changes to the offensive line. They brought in Eric Flowers with a first-round pick this year, but still have not been able to really get it going on the ground. How has Eli been able to overcome that?
Yeah, that's a bit of a mystery. The running game has been a bit of a disappointment. The Giants have not gained 100 yards in a game yet. I just think Eli is just playing well. It's one of those things where Eli is in a groove throwing the ball. You know, he started the season with 100 and something passes without an interception. He didn't throw an interception until the fourth game. You know, he's like a baseball hitter. He's just in a groove. He's gotten hot. I don't want to jinx him, but, you know, he's just playing very well. And I think if the Giants do get the running game at some point, it's just going to help Eli that much more.
Michael, we obviously know C. Spagnuolo from his time in Philadelphia, working under Jim Johnson. He's once again the defensive coordinator for the Giants. Now, he doesn't have an elite pass rusher like Jason Pierre-Paul, who's been out to this point in the season. But what has he been able to do to strengthen that unit to make it one of the best run-stopping teams in the entire NFL?
Well, he's involved everyone in the defense. Going in without JPP, they knew that they had to get others to help. And really, not only did we not have JPP the other night, but George Selvey and Robert Ayers, who had started a game together or two games together, they were inactive. Really, we've gotten a lot of great contributions from players probably no one in Philadelphia has ever heard of. Kerry Wood, who was a free agent from Richmond last year as a rookie. Wani Unga, who is a first-year player from BYU, who sat out all of last season after tearing his ACL in his final game at BYU. He's played middle linebacker. He's done a tremendous job at middle linebacker. And really, everyone on the defense, Bags has gotten everyone involved. They're sort of like the offense with Eli. Everyone's starting to understand more and more what is expected of them, and they're playing at a very high level. Now, you know, the run defense has been very good. This week, I believe it's ranked 2nd in the NFL. The pass defense, not so good, ranked 32nd. So that part of the game has to improve.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Michael, so I'll let you do that.
I brought it up.
Last thing, Monday night, give us an X factor. Who's a player who's maybe going a little bit under the radar right now, but who could have a big impact for the Giants?
Well, I'll tell you, a guy who's really not getting much acclaim for what he's done is our kicker, Josh Brown. I know the Eagles have had issues at that position. Josh Brown is actually leading the NFL right now in both field goals with 13 and points with 50. He's 13 for 13 this season, and I don't want to jinx him, but he's made 17 in a row dating back to last year, which is tied the Giants record he set 2 years ago. So we have got a 13-year veteran, a really solid guy at kicker, which is, you know, sometimes kind of an underrated position. So he's certainly not going to be intimidated in a big situation on the road if it comes down to a final kick in the fourth quarter.
Michael, if you jinx any of your Giants players there, I think the fans in Philadelphia would welcome you with open arms. No question about it.
I may have to move to Philadelphia if that happens.
Michael Eisen, senior writer for Giants.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.